In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today's gospel is a gospel that should be convicting to many of us. It's not a story that we haven't heard. We have four men who took their friend, was paralyzed, brought him to Jesus, and he healed him, and God forgave his sins. But when you look at the details of this story, and you see the hearts and the intentions of these four friends and the paralyzed person, it should really transform us. I began to think, this paralyzed man, God knows how long he's been paralyzed. He's in a bed. And he let his four friends carry him. And they took him a long distance and they went and they saw the house was full. And they decided they're going to let him down through the roof. Now that's faith. But I think what's not shown at all is the faith of the paralyzed man himself. The paralyzed man could have said, guys, it's not working. It's not God's will. Forget about it. But to drop me through the roof, I could die. But you see faith on both sides. But there's more than just faith. You see a radical love. You see a crazy love from these four friends. Something allowed this paralyzed man to be able to allow these guys to drop him through the roof because he trusted in their love. He knew that these were men of character. These were not men that just woke up one morning and said, okay, hey, maybe we'll, try something new today. Let's, bring our friend to Jesus. Maybe he'll heal him. And if it doesn't work, we'll drop him through the roof. There's something in these men that you see. It's a character of radical love. This man really was blessed to have friends like this. In order for him to be able to be carried all the way to Jesus and to be healed in this way, I look at this man and I'm envious of him. And I'm sure many of you also are envious because we haven't seen such radical love before. What a shame that in our churches and in Christianity, you don't see love going out of its way anymore. We see a convenient love. Everybody's doing things if it works and fits in my schedule and it's convenient for me. Sure, I'll be happy to help. But don't ask me to go out of my way. And I want us to learn the lessons of the type of love that these men showed to their friend. And I want you to ask yourself two questions. Number one, do I have friends with such a radical love? And number two, am I a friend to others in such a crazy way? With such a radical love, am I that friend to others? Because what's natural is for me to look around and say, you're right, I don't have any good friends that would love like this. Where are all my friends? Where are my family? Where are those people that say they love me? No. The first question I want you to ask, am I this type of friend? Love is hungry for opportunities to express itself. I used to have a friend on the way to the monastery in California from LA. It was a long road, and it never failed. You could always see some type of car stopped in the middle, and because it's desert for such a long time, you see cars stopped on the road, on the freeway, in the middle of nowhere, stuck, run out of gas, something died, something went wrong. And I used to have a friend that on his free time, he was a mechanic, he knew how to fix cars, and he would just get in his truck, and he knew I had free time, I have, a couple hours, nothing to do. He would drive up and down the freeway, looking for people that he could help. Radical love. Somebody that says, I want to love someone today. I want to go out of my way and I want to make myself, I want to trouble myself and I want to show somebody love. This is why Christ It says, he saw their faith and he said to him. That's it. He saw their faith and he said to them. He didn't say, tell me guys, what's behind all this love? What are you doing? What do you want for me to do? Tell me, just ask. Nothing. He saw and he was moved. He just saw their faith and he told him, son, your sins are forgiven. Ida. There was no conversation at all. All right, tell me the story. How did this person get this way? Why are you guys bringing him through the roof? What happened? Couldn't you ask people to excuse themselves? Jesus was overwhelmed with this love. This love is hungry for opportunity to express itself. It's also not hindered by inconvenience. These men, they're carrying this heavy man, and they're bringing him to the door of the house. And it's crowded, and there's no room. Now, if these men would have just said, oh man, we're so sorry. There's no way we can get in. We did everything we could. There's no way we can get in. We're blocked out. We couldn't even scream into the house if we wanted. No. It didn't cross their minds that dropping him through the roof is not an option. No, it didn't. That wasn't something that came to their minds. That dropping him through the roof wasn't an option. They weren't hindered by inconvenience. I wonder what this church would look like. I wonder what this church would look like if every single person, what this world would look like if everyone in this church only loved in this way. I could only imagine if people are going out of their way saying, you look like you might need help. People are looking to see anybody that might have the slight look on their face that shows maybe some discomfort. Do you have that type of heart? Where you're looking for others to help? I think if you look, you say, I'm a loving person. I think maybe you're not a hateful person. If you look at yourself, you say, I'm not a bad person. And so you look around, you say, I'm generally a good person. Nobody's asking you if you're good. Nobody's asking you if you hate people. Can you look deep down inside and you say, do I have a real love in my heart or not? I'm overwhelmed by these four people. How many times have you had a friend that's really gone out of their way, did everything they can? Maybe they drove through a snowstorm to come help you do something. Or they did something because they were showing you they love you. You're a priority to them. And what's the most that we say? Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm afraid that's where the love stops. Is that people say, thank you so much for your love, but nobody says, I need to do the same. And that's what Christ asked for us. He says, as you've seen my love, do the same. Do the same. But we say, come on. You're Jesus, and we're just humans. We're just normal people. How about a love that believes in God's power to change? So many people, they say, you know, what about, you know, I have people that, friends or close people to me, they don't know God, but, you know, it's awkward. And they might get annoyed with me. They might, you know, get frustrated with me, keep their distance from me because I'm trying to share with them the love of God. Or a real love is somebody that says, I don't care if you end up hating me. I'm going to love you so much that I'm going to insist that I bring you into God's presence for His healing power. I'm going to do whatever it takes that God would heal you and that God would give you life and God would forgive your sin and change your whole life. But no, it's inconvenient for me. It's awkward for me. I know people that would rather say, I don't care if you hate me. I would rather you hate me and I do everything I can to make sure that you know the love of God versus you love me and I love you. We play it safe. We play it safe. We're not going to make anything awkward. Yani, we have to respect each other. That's not love. That's love of self. That's love of your own self. We need people that say, I have to get you in the presence of Jesus. I know that Jesus is going to heal you. Drop you through a roof. Okay, if you fall and die, He'll raise you. He'll raise you from the dead. Don't worry. I think these men knew and they were sure that Jesus was going to heal. I wonder if we're sure that Jesus is going to heal all those people in our lives. How sure are you? How much faith do you have that God is going to heal the lives of each and every person in your family or in your home or among your friends? I don't believe that God's going to do anything. That means you don't know God's power. You don't know that God can make a change. We have to do whatever it takes to bring others into the presence of Jesus at any cost. Do you think these men thought maybe that, okay, they were going to have to repair the roof? Maybe they were going to have to pay the people after and say, sorry, we understand, we're willing to pay any damages, but it was really important for us to get our friend in front of Jesus. Any cost. Love at any cost. This type of person, God forgive me, is nowhere to be found. It's so hard to find somebody like this in the church. One out of how many? Think hard. One out of every 10? Love like this? One out of every 50? خليكم معايا كده, let's think. One out of every 100? Two in every church? What's happening to us? This is the love that God called us to. He didn't call us to, He gave us two commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. Very simple. But we try to beat around the bush and do all kinds of things. I was happy to see so many people fasting until 7 p.m., 7:30, 8 p.m. this week for the people in Egypt. And I thought that was amazing. I thought that was amazing that people were willing to fast for others that they've never met. And I thought that was amazing. But it comes with a limit. Okay, 3 days? But I'm not going to fast on Friday. I heard that. I'll fast for 3 days, but I'm not going to fast on Friday. Right? كفاية بقى. Don't push it. It's love at a cost. It's love at a cost that Christ is looking for. St. Isaac the Syrian says the measuring stick of one's love for God is by how much he suffers. And it goes the same for those in your life. I want you to think hard about every person that you claim to love. You claim to love them. No, I love them. I really love them. The measuring stick of that love is by how much you sacrifice for them. How much are you willing to do for these people? What price are you willing to pay? Somebody called me this week and said, Abuna, do you have any, baby's clothes? Because we have some needy families that need baby clothes. And Sherry is pregnant right now, and so I was thinking, okay, we're going to need these clothes. We don't know what we're having, a boy or girl. And I began to think, اخس عليك يا ابونا اخس عليك. You're thinking, طب ما تروح تشتري هدوم جديدة. Either these poor people go buy the clothes, or you buy the clothes. Who should buy the clothes? Who's better off? Who's going to get thousands of clothes when the child is coming? And I began to think, what a cold heart. Dig deep down inside of your hearts and ask, how much do I love? Am I willing to pay a price? Yeah, when you read the early church people, they wanted to pay a price for Christ. They wanted to pay a price. They were flocking to places of persecution to help those that were suffering. But your life is going to be at risk. That's our life as Christians. Why am I a Christian? If I'm not going to love, why am I a Christian? And that's what you should ask yourself today. If I'm not going to love in this way, why am I a Christian? If I'm going to love like everybody else, what's the point of Christianity? If Christ's love is not enough that I would love like Him, What's the point of Christianity? Even Christ says, what good is it if you do good to those who love you? What good is it? He says, you're just like everyone else. You're not a Christian. You're not a follower. Who says that you've been with Jesus? No. People will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. But not the cheap love. Not the cheap love. How many of us are willing to go out and pay a price? Not just today, because Abuna talked about it. Who's going to make a decision to be the lover of mankind? The lover of mankind. Yeah, I wonder if our brothers and sisters in Egypt and we here, if we made a vow, if we made a radical vow to love in such a radical way our enemies in Egypt or here and say, we're going to drive them crazy with our love. We're going to make them feel like we're not human. This is not a human thing. It's not a human love. The natural desire inside of you is myself. Think about myself. But God inside of you says, love till the end. Love and pay a price. Love until it hurts. That's the God inside of you. Don't think it's going to come on your own. The only people that can do this are the Christians. Because you have God inside of you. No, don't say, well, why don't they love us? They don't have God inside of them. You do. It would be God loving through you. Let us make a decision to love in a radical way, in a crazy way. People say, this person is always spending his money, always using his time, always laboring, always hurting himself, always offering, looking for people to whom he can help, not waiting for people to ask me. Don't wait for someone to ask you. There's no credit if somebody asks you. Should somebody beg you to help them? Should somebody say, please, I really need your help? Ikhsalin. Ikhsalin, if that's what it comes down to be, that somebody says, please help me. You don't see I'm hurting? Forget the money, forget the... How many of your friends do you see down, depressed, out of it these days? Somebody who's not feeling right. Do you insist, I'm going to spend every minute with you, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you know that you're supported and that I love you and that Jesus loves you and I'm going to do whatever it takes. I've seen crazy people. Jesus was a crazy person in his love and I feel like he asked us to do crazy things. Let's be radical in our love. Let's take these four men as an example and believe in the power of Jesus to heal and love. And in our love, let's have the faith that God is going to transform lives. And glory be to God forever. Amen.